We'll kick off the February 22 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the Rain Report, available as a weekly podcast. Details will be found on therainreport.com. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Rain's founder producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, reports that he didn't think about ham radio programming this week, as he has been spending some necessary time with his longtime sweetheart wife, Stephanie, KA9WKD, who slipped on some real slippery ice this Monday and broke her right arm above her elbow. Needless to say, she won't be driving, going to work, or doing much of anything that she usually does for the next 3 weeks. She is right-handed. So, for the next two, we'll blow the virtual dust off another Rain rerun. This one, from 2002, it's one of those Dayton Hamvention talks that you can listen to over and over and still learn something each time. Dennis Moriarty, K8AGB, spent more than 30 years investigating consumer complaints, reference radio, and television interference for American Electric Power. Here's our first excerpt from his 2002 Dayton Hamvention presentation we dubbed Sound Household RFI Basics.
One thing that you may notice is every time a ham puts up a new antenna, right away the neighbors are suspicious that you're going to cause a problem to either their television or their radio or their telephone or some appliance. What I hope to share with you today is some tips and suggestions so not only can you help yourself identify sources of noise, but you can help your neighbors also. If there's a noise, I refer to it as noise, you can call it interference. If the noise has a rhythmic pattern to it, it may be bzzz once a day. It may be bzzz every 5 seconds. It may be the same time of day, every day at 6 o'clock. Bzzz, or at 6 o'clock, the noise starts. If there's any rhythmic pattern to the noise, it's man-made. Now, the noise that's going to give you a definite pattern, such as bzzz, 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 very, very even, very rhythmic, you would think it was a metronome. That kind of a very rhythmic noise is probably a thermostat device. What do I have at home that's a thermostat device? Well, a fish tank, an aquarium water heater, a heat tape. If you live in a mobile home or a mobile home park or near a mobile home park, wrap the heat tape around the pipes under the mobile home. Some people put heat tapes in their spoutings and downspouts so they don't freeze up in the wintertime. Then you can find doorbell transformers. These are low voltage transformers, and these doorbell transformers have a little thermal cutout on the 110 volt input line. It's a little protective device. So if the secondary is shorted, now this primary circuit breaker open and closes. So when the contact is open, everything is quiet. Contact goes close, and as it starts to open again and it arcs, you hear the bzzz. And then when the bimetallic strip cools down, it closes and the noise stops. So the very even rhythmic noise is a thermostat device or something that has some type of a thermal cutout on it. My employer provided me with receiving equipment that covered 100 kilocycles to above 1,000 megacycles, not in one receiver, but in various receivers, which would receive AM, single sideband, wideband FM, and narrowband FM, so that when a complaint come in, we would listen on the frequency that the complaintee reported. Some ham radio operator said, I'm getting this noise on 80 meters. So you listen on 80 meters and patrol the neighborhood in a figure eight or a cloverleaf pattern all around the neighborhood. And sure enough, as you get closer to the noise source, it gets louder. As you go away from the noise source, it drops off. So a very good piece of equipment for the ham to have is a portable radio that tunes the aircraft band. 108, 138 megacycles. Aircraft is AM. You want an AM detector. It's going to be kind of broadband. AM detector, and that midpoint band is going to serve you well. And that's what this MFJ product happens to be. It's a little receiver that tunes 130 to 135 megacycles. It has a dipole antenna resonant at that frequency, which says now the antenna has directional characteristics, broadband, maximum pickup, a null off the ends, horizontal polarization, as well as vertical polarization. Got a little signal level meter on the front. It's got earphones that come with it, self-contained, battery-operated, lightweight. You can put it in your shirt pocket and walk around the neighborhood. So you can start doing some detective work in your own neighborhood. Anyway, I knocked on this lady's door in Minerva, Ohio, and I watched the two lines across her television and the two bands of speckled dots, and every time they appeared on the television in the loudspeakers, she would hear bzzz, and then the bands would disappear in a rhythmic manner. Bzzz, and they'd disappear. I've already done my detective work, and I felt it was coming from her home. So I go through the whole routine, all these appliances that she may or may not have. She didn't have anything. And I said, well, I believe there's something in your house that's making noise. And she looked at me real strange, and she said, would an electric fence cause this trouble? And I said, eureka, I found it. Not being out in the country, this was in a residential area, there was no need for an electric fence. She had an electric fence around her shrubs to keep the animals out of the shrubs. And sure enough, she was making her own interference. There was also a period of time when Alliance Genie, which is from Alliance, Ohio, up near Canton, had a solid-state motor controller on their garage door openers. When the unit was energized, it would generate RF in the television band, and when the motor would run, either the door go up or down, the interference would shift frequency. But the identifiable signature of RF interference on television, which was the herringbone or the wavy line that went up and down through the picture. And you also hear a bzzz, just a steady buzz, kind of a raw AC raspy buzz if you're listening to it on an AM receiver. So that's another home appliance.
You're listening to a Rain Flashback, part one of a 2002 Dayton Hamvention talk by Dennis Moriarty, K8AGB, a veteran investigator of consumer complaints concerning radio and TV interference. We'll continue Dennis's informative presentation in a moment. This is the Rain Report, which has been subsidized this month by the North Shore Radio Club, NS9RC, analog and D-Star repeaters, serving Chicago's North Shore and beyond. We'll be right back.
The modern-day ham shack is loaded with noise generators, whether it be your PC, your fax machine, a scanner radio or two, your printer for your internet terminal. All these devices have either switching power supplies or other internal parts that are causing interference that change as the function changes. I have a Hewlett-Packard 812C printer on my internet terminal, and every time it prints, it puts noise across the 2-meter band, an RF signal. It's frequency conscious. I've got a facsimile machine, and it puts noise on 10 meters. It just puts identifiable markers all across the 10-meter band. I was at a fire department one time, and they operated on 30 to 50 megacycles. You can kind of compare this to 10 meters. I'm hearing this rhythmic noise that every once in a while would stop, and then it would rhythmic noise again. Then I did my patrol work around the neighborhood, told the chief, I said, there's something in your firehouse that's making noise. Came inside, did some more checking. Of course, he had a scanner radio there, listening to other public service agencies, and I just walked over and unplugged it, and the noise went away. Well, about 2 weeks later, the company got another call from that same fire department from another official within that organization about radio interference. And I went back and went through the whole routine a second time, and it was still the same scanner radio. So they didn't learn very well. Probably the one heating pad problem that I'll remember forever is a place called Riverside, Ohio, which is near Urecksville, Janaid and Hutton, Ohio. People had put up with interference for about a week. So I went there on a Monday, knocked on the door, and the lady greeted me at the front door and identified myself. And, of course, my vehicle was fully identifiable. As soon as she opened the door and identified myself, I heard a loud voice say, come in here and look at this son of a bitch. And I walk in the room, and here's a man in his pajamas, and he's watching President Eisenhower's funeral. And the cortege is going down the street carrying the general. This fellow said, "Look at that." And of course, here were these two bands across his TV and the noise in the loudspeaker going bzzz, bzzz. He said, "I fought under the general. I voted for him. And it's the least thing I can do is watch him put the general away," which I couldn't dispute. After I had already checked out his neighborhood, and I said, "I'd like to check out your fuse box." That always let the investigators in the homes. For some reason, it didn't matter if I started at the top fuse and went down or the bottom circuit breaker and went up. It was always the last fuse that when I loosened or removed, the noise would stop. Of course, I pulled his main disconnect and the noise stopped. And this is what you need to do at home. When you have noise at home, first thing you want to do is see if things are clean at home before you think about going outside the house. Well, I pulled his disconnect, and of course the battery radio is the answer, so you need a battery radio that will pick up the noise. Pulled the disconnect, the noise stopped. Put the disconnect back in, had to wait a few minutes, it started up again, and of course one fuse at a time, I'm loosening, and I get to the last one, and by now, the homeowner in his pajamas is standing beside me, and I loosen the bottom fuse, and it stopped, and I could turn it fast enough, and it would go bzzz, 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 bzzz. So I just loosened the fuse, and I put it in my pocket. And I said, "Well, I've got rid of the interference for you," and I bid him a good day. And he said, no, you got my fuse. I said, "Well, do you want the interference or what?" He said, "Well, put it back in." So I put the fuse back in. He disappeared, and it was a matter of minutes. He came back. He said, "I found it." One of his children had hurt themselves in school the week before and had a heating pad in their bed. And the heating pad was on, and the little bimetallic strip contact in the thermostat was cycling off and on. You go bzzz, bzzz, and that was the cause of the problem. There's things as television antenna boosters. Those of you who have been around a long time remember the days of television antennas, but you had a booster that you put on top of your TV. It had a couple of 6J6s in. The modern day TV antennas have a solid state booster up at the antenna, feed power up the cable or up the lead in, and you energize the antenna. Of course, these solid-state devices are subject to RF overload, so if you're the neighborhood ham, you've probably been accused of causing interference. But these tower-top amplifiers can radiate. I can't tell you the number of 2-meter repeaters that have been affected by tower-top or antenna-top amplifiers. They actually generate an RF signal, fall right in the 2-meter band. There, you need a receiver that you can actually tune to that frequency. You need a Yagi antenna to do some direction finding. And you get in the neighborhood, and now you need to have some diplomacy in getting the homeowner to cooperate, turning off the different circuits until you identified the one that's causing the trouble.
This has been the first of two excerpts from a 2002 Dayton Hamvention talk by Dennis Moriarty, K8AGB, who spent more than 30 years investigating consumer complaints, reference radio, and television interference for American Electric Power. We'll conclude his talk next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2008. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com